more Israeli hostages taken on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. Israel says they're believed to have died on the day of the Hamas attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress as the UN's highest court prepares to rule on a plea by South Africa to order Israel to cease military operations in Gaza immediately. As more Americans head out for the holiday, a powerful storm is moving through the country this Memorial Day weekend.
We're going to go well beyond just the damaging wind with the isolated tornado. We're going to ramp up the tornado threat quite a bit. All of the ingredients are coming together with that next storm. Kansas, Oklahoma, North Texas.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. The NCAA reaching a settlement with a class action lawsuit that could result in a revenue sharing deal between college sports and the athletes who compete in them. If approved by a judge, it could be in place by the fall semester of 2025. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, a Portage man that allegedly fled the scene of a deadly crash has been found and arrested. 26-year-old Keegan Nevlin was the alleged driver in a car that crashed in the town of Lewiston around 11 p.m. on Sunday. A 21-year-old woman that was a passenger in Nevlin's car was found dead, trapped in her seat at the scene. Nevlin was nowhere to be found. The deputies say a thermal drone and several canines were used to try and find Nevlin. He was arrested on Wednesday. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could get some heavy rain too, with a half inch to an inch possible by the time it all winds down late today. High of 75, tonight 46, tomorrow sunny 73. Could see a few scattered showers, thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid-60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your day. And hey, because I can't ever say it enough, happy Friday. We're just a few short hours away from a weekend, an extra long one at that. Feels good, doesn't it? Knowing that next week is only a four-day week. Bruce Springsteen now, it's Hungry Heart.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got
90s, and more.
Max FM.
There is Footloose, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 9 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn, and happy Friday. Yay, it's
happy
almost the
Friday.
Weekend.
One of those weeks where you never think it's actually going to happen,
right?
And then here we are. Wow, we did it.
There's like a lot of anticipation always before those long weekends, though, isn't there? Like, you can just feel it in the air. Everybody's excited. Everybody's ready for a couple of extra days off. I know there's a lot of people that we've talked to that are off already today. They're already doing their Memorial Day weekend stuff because, you know, on Monday, everybody has to make their way home. It's a little bit more stressful. So this way you can kind of have an extra day in there. And unfortunately, though, we're going to talk about it in just a little bit. Tomorrow is going to be your nicest day of the Memorial Memorial Day weekend. So hopefully you have some plans to be outside. But we'll get into all of that in just a few minutes. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday?
Just tried to stay outside as much as possible, enjoying the weather. I think what I have going on is I have a Freaky Friday situation going on with the dogs. So let me explain. So we have a lab retriever, that's Sunset, and we have an Australian Shepherd, that's Theo. Okay.
Yes.
Now, obviously, the labs, they like to be outside, too.
Of course.
But Theo...
Theo really likes to be outside.
Well, no, you put him out in the backyard and he'll stay out there for about a minute, but then he's got to come back indoors because he has to be next to his mama, you know?
Oh, a little separation anxiety.
So it's like, dude, I know there's nothing really out there for you to herd other than Sunset. Well, the squirrels. Sometimes there's a squirrel.
Sometimes you've got
to herd squirrels. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, dude, come on. Just
I feel like you just need to get him a couple goats or a couple sheep back there. And then
that's what I need to do. I should have brought back a couple from Ireland because I don't think I've ever seen as many sheep as I have when I was over there.
But, think of how amazing of a life Theo would think he had if all of a sudden he walked in the backyard and there were a couple of sheep or goats for him to herd.
Oh, he would be in his element. Memorial Day, come on. Hello.
Right? Yeah. Oh, think of the life that Theo would have. I mean, not that Theo has like this life he has to agonize over already, but at the same time, that would just... Oh, can you imagine his face? He'd be so excited.
Yeah.
So he loves Chris so darn much, he just can't leave her side. Well, I think just means she needs to take breaks during the day. If you can't get the sheep or the goat, she needs to go sit out there with him,
exactly,
right?
Which she tries to do occasionally, but he does have separation anxiety. I mean, he really loves his people, and he's almost more of a golden retriever than Sunset is, so it's crazy. Freaky Friday.
She just wants to be left alone. She's like, why are you invading my space? Why are you near me right now? I will come to you when I feel like I need a little attention.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. Aspen's just in your face all the time, so it just doesn't really matter. She has no personal boundaries whatsoever. If she wants attention, she doesn't care what you're doing. She's going to close a laptop lid. She's going to jump on your lap without invitation. She is going to be right there, and then she is literally nose to nose to you. Like, hello, do you see me? We cannot not see you, Aspen. Like, we can absolutely not see you. You make it impossible.
But that's why we have dogs. I mean, otherwise we would have gotten cats.
Right? Because, exactly. Because cats are aloof and they don't want us around usually most of the day. So there is that part of it. We had a really busy day yesterday. Dexter had his very first cavity filled, which I feel like is pretty good for a 17-year-old. It was so funny, though, because I knew this was a tiny cavity going in. And so he got called back into the doctor's, into the room to get his cavity filled. And, I had a couple phone calls to make. I don't like to be that annoying person in the waiting room talking loudly on my phone while other people are waiting.
So broadcasting to the world like we do here.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I went out to the car because it was a very nice day. And so I was sitting there and I was literally 3 minutes into what should have probably been a 20-minute conversation with someone. And he's at my door and I looked at him and I'm like, is everything okay? They need you. I said, what do they need me for? I'm thinking he's not done. Like, I'm thinking like the procedure hasn't even started yet. And I go in and they're like, oh, it'll be this many dollars, insurance and all of that that good stuff. And I'm like, wait, you're done? He's like, yeah, they didn't even have to numb it. It was that small. I was like, how does that work? Right? I know. So his very first cavity experience was probably one of the best dental experiences I've ever heard of in my entire life, which is kind of insane. So we got that filled yesterday, hung around Baraboo for a little bit because it was also Taekwondo Day. So then we had to head over to Madison where he got to do a whole lot of kicking and I had to do a whole lot of shopping. Did a Costco run in that hour and a half and then also had to run over to Target in that hour and a half and put gas in the car and all of that kind of stuff. 16,000 steps is what I got yesterday running around.
Look at you. Just running errands.
I was exhausted. I even slept in this morning. I'm like, forget it. Nobody needs to work out this much. This is stupid. So I even slept in this morning. And then we got home about 8:30, quarter to nine last night because class ran a little late. They're not open for the rest of the weekend. So Master Embo gave them a really great workout. And it was a little bit of a late night. But good day all the way. cool. around. So
cool. Now, do you have plans for the weekend?
They've kind of been adjusting is what has been happening. Now, I mentioned yesterday, we really want to go up to Minocqua and do UTV rental and trails for a day. And we were going to do that. However, Dexter, as we've talked, he's got a lot of anxiety. And we're just kind of starting to get to the point where we're getting a handle on some of the compulsions that he deals with his OCD and a lot of those anxieties. And having to stay overnight because you got to be there by 9 or 10 in the morning, 3 hours up there. Corey's like, I am not leaving at 6 a.m. We've talked about this before. My husband does not get up early unless it is absolutely an emergency. So we were like, well, we could go stay overnight. Dexter's face just got white. He's like, I can't do it. And I said, all right, dude, that's fine. I said, maybe this is something we tackle in the fall when you've done a few more sessions with your therapist. You've got a little bit more of a grip on things. I said, that's fine. We can definitely put that off. He's like, doing it in the fall would be really cool anyway because of fall colors. I was like, that's absolutely. Yeah. So we might put it off till then. He really wants to go out to Mirror Lake, though, tomorrow, because we all know that Devil's Lake, as beautiful as it is, Memorial Day weekend, you're not going to be able to park within 2 miles of that place, especially on a sunny 73-degree day. Because he wanted to go out there originally, and we were like, dude, no, not unless you want to carry your cooler. Not unless you want to carry your cooler for a few miles like a pack mule. So I think we're going to head out to Mirror Lake. It's beautiful as well, always just a little tamer as far as how many people are out there. And he wants to do a little kayaking, maybe a little hiking. He wants to take in a movie this weekend.
Cool.
Talked to the prodigal son yesterday, who, by the way, ended his spring semester with a 4.0 GPA. Thank you very much. I know he did all the work, but there's a part of me that's like, I did that. Like, I'm responsible for that one.
Awesome.
I didn't do anything except, you know, be available when he had questions or be available or help him find leads for stories and things like that. But, you know, as a parent, when they tell you they got a 4.0 GPA, you feel like you were involved a little bit and
you
helped
pat yourself
out.
On the back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're a product of what we put out in the world. So, yes, I will take a little credit for that. But we are super proud of him. I talked to him yesterday. I said, are you going to come home? He's like, no. It was the stupidest question, Finn, I had ever asked.
Why are you asking? I mean, right? Come on.
He's like, because he's working at PBS now, so that wasn't supposed to start until I thought after Memorial Day. That he's already put in a full week over there, so that's really fun for him. He's enjoying it a whole lot. And so I said to him, are you going to, he goes, the next time I'll probably be back is circus week. He's like, which is only a couple weeks away. So he's like, it's not even that big of a deal, which he is absolutely correct. I can't even believe we're saying that about the circus parade. He's going to chill in Milwaukee. He and a couple of buddies might go, hang out and do some stuff tomorrow down on the lake. So there is that part. So he's going to just kind of kick back and relax a little bit too. So all in all, not anything major. Corey might do a little storm chasing in areas to our south over the weekend because there looks like a potential for some storms. So he's really crabby. He's missed a lot of tornadoes already this year. Really crabby. In fact, yesterday.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. You know, and again, I'm going to say this because we don't wish for tornadoes to destroy things. We love to see these storms in these open fields where they're just, you know, very photogenic. We don't love it when they're affecting people and livelihoods and towns and all of that. That's the worst case scenario. In fact, our heart just kind of drops when we see that on radar, as that's an indicator, because you can see it on radar as it's heading into a town. There's also called the debris ball signature, so you can see where it's already picked up debris and it's basically creating havoc is what's happening.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're a storm chaser and you're Corey Hartman,
yes,
that's a completely different thing, because as
and
we realized earlier in the week, Corey was there holding down the fort,
yes,
giving us weather updates in the middle of the week and everything. And yeah, that's completely different, because
yes,
when you're a storm chaser, I have no idea because I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not a storm chaser, but you know, I mean, that's something you're really interested in and
it
passionate
is.
About.
Yeah. It is. We love to see weather. Again, we love photogenic weather that is not destroying anything. This is something, though, we always feel like we have to clarify, because we get accused of being
opportunistic with the weather
absolutely.
Or something.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are also, though, calling in reports to the local media. We're working with the National Weather Service offices all over this country as those storms are ripping through areas, because our chasers are all about making sure as many lives are saved as absolutely possible. Now, they can't do anything about the fact that the tornadoes hit these particular towns. That is the unfortunate part about what they do. I will say there are several different storm chasing groups out there. There are individuals who chase. Our group and our team, we love them because they're all trained in first aid. Some of them are actually former firefighters. Some of them are trained in some of the best certifications for first aid and CPR. And so they usually just abandon their chase and then start search and rescue. Or they will stay there and help people until the professionals get there, because then you don't want to be in the way either. If they're asked to stay, they always will. They're fine with that. But at the same time, there's a fine line. You don't want to be in the professional's way, right? They know what they're doing. They know this town. This is their territory. And if they ask you to step out of the way, our guys are like, fine, cool. We're out of here. But they will usually stay until some of those first responders are able to get there. So we always like to make that distinction, though. We don't want to be opportunistic. And so when we see, you know, anything hitting towns on radar, our hearts drop, your stomach comes up a little bit, because you know at that exact moment there is absolutely nothing you can do for those particular people. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst mm-hmm. feeling in the world. So he you know, wants to go storm chasing maybe on Sunday, because there's some opportunities to the south of our area. Now, we might see some thunderstorms and things, but nothing severe like what we had earlier this week, or at least it's not looking like that at this point in time. So, yeah I think it's just going to be low key. Now, what about you guys? Are any big plans for you guys over at your house?
Yeah, so... So Chris is going to take our son up to the city so he can stay with his big brothers for the weekend.
Nice.
And so I think tomorrow there's a wood-fired pizza place that we really love that we want to get to.
Oh, I love wood-fired pizza.
So I think we'll do that. I kind of want to see Furiosa. Because I kind of dig Mad Max. But
sure.
Yeah, don't know if that's going to happen. I'm sure it'll be, other than the pizza place, I'm sure it'll just be kind of a chill-out weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I've got stuff on my plate, too, that I am trying to get accomplished. So I got to spend time on that. But, you know, maybe some grilling out. Other than that, absolutely. I think, you know, I think you could notice it last weekend, how excited people were getting, because I saw a lot of people with their boats, you know, getting ready, and everybody's just amped up for the official. And it's not even like, because we didn't even really have a winter. What was that? It was like 1 week of a winter. But people always get excited about summer. And
it feels like a different time, doesn't it? Summer is just one of those times the year where it feels, I mean, it's hectic because there's always so much going on. But at the same time, it doesn't feel as hectic as it does during the rest of the year when you're trying to put school activities or work activities on top of everything else that you want to do. You get to be outside a little bit more. It's all of that. There's just more of a relaxed feeling to summer, other than when, you know, because you got a lot going on. There's a lot to do, you know, and there's some people who have kids and sports and activities in the summer, but it's just a whole different feel, you know. And plus, when the days don't really end until like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night because the sun is still up, that mm-hmm. always feels a little nicer, too.
Yeah.
Dark at 4 p.m. it's something to behold here in the great state of Wisconsin, isn't it? Like 4 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, oh, it must be jammy time. And I'm like, no, it's nope, not. Definitely nope. not.
We got a little time left.
Yet. Definitely not jammy time yet. So I want to do a little follow-up to something we talked about yesterday, because we talked about that Live Nation Ticketmaster antitrust lawsuit that the DOJ was most likely mm-hmm. going to file against Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Well, by the end of our show yesterday, that had actually happened. The Justice Department did in fact file that antitrust lawsuit yesterday, and they say that Live Nation and Ticketmaster have this unlawful monopoly on the live event industry here in the United States. Duh, just look what's happened. Well, Live Nation bigwig Dan Wall issued a response, and I don't know if you saw it, Finn, but It's a different, it's a way to go. Let's just put it like that.
It's a certain text, yeah.
Anyway, he says his company is not responsible for high ticket prices. Instead, he went on to blame increasing production costs, artist popularity, online ticket scalping, and anybody who is buying tickets. So us, in fact, is who he actually blamed for being willing to pay scalpers, quote, far more than primary tickets cost. No. If you go to the Ticketmaster website right now to one of your favorite artists, you indeed, Dan Wall, would be a bit of a scalper too, just based on the price. He also went on and said, quote, the world is a better place because of our merger, not a worse one. Oh, this is a guy who doesn't want to lose his money and all the money he's made off of said merger from Live Nation and Ticketmaster. I just thought that was definitely an interesting approach to take in an antitrust lawsuit.
Not surprising, though, that would be his response. You know, and it's one thing to say, okay, if we just didn't pay those prices, then the prices would lower. It's nice to think that.
Right.
And in a perfect world, that's what it would be. But that's not the way it is.
I know. It was a very bizarre way to approach the entire situation, especially when we have eyes, we have wallets that are buying tickets from your site, and we know what those prices are. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I think he's just mad that the Swifties busted his game. Honestly, I think that's what it is. I am never going to listen to another Taylor Swift album again. I think he's just upset that the Swifties busted the game at this point in time, because that is definitely a way to respond.
So where do we go from here? What's next?
I don't really know. I think that there's going to be probably, I guess at some point, as much as Dan Wall doesn't want to admit it, he's going to have to change some things about his ticketing practices over at Live Nation/Ticketmaster. It's going to be interesting to see how far I think this goes. And I would say that there's going to be some sort of settlement out of court, because that's usually how these things happen. If not, can you imagine how messy that would be? I mean, we've seen some messy things in courts recently, right? But this, I think, would get really, really messy in a court system. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see. I said that yesterday. I really am intrigued by how this is going to play out and what the concessions from Live Nation and /Ticketmaster are actually going to be on this one. So I'm fascinated to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated to see what happens.
Like I said yesterday, some of these companies are just so powerful.
Yeah.
Are they more powerful than the Department of Justice? I mean,
I guess we'll find out.
Wow.
I guess we'll find out. But according to Dan, in the statement he gave yesterday without saying it, he's worried about his own wallet. So I don't think we have to worry too much about that. No, before we talk about this forecast here, I do want to mention, you know, we always have great opportunities to save money on a local front at maxfmbigdeals.com. And so you're going to hear us talk about this for the next couple of days. Right now through Monday, you can shop our huge Memorial Day saving sale over there and get an additional 15% off your entire order. You don't need a promo code. You just need to do a little shopping, fill the cart. It's going to automatically apply the 15% off. And remember, that is going to be good for any of the certificates that have to be physically mailed to you or any of those instant deals as well. And there's a lot of options over there for instant deals. If you're thinking, what should we do this Memorial Day, maybe thinking of going out to eat, maybe want to, you know, do some things with the family. Those instant deals are right there on your phone, and you don't have to wait for us to mail anything, and you can go enjoy a Memorial Day weekend out. So check that out, maxfmbigdeals.com. 15% off. So now in some cases, we're talking like up to 75% off some of those certificates, which is crazy because some of them are already half price. So definitely stock up. You know, you got summer coming up. You're going to go do a lot of fun stuff. So make sure that you have your arsenal ready to go at maxfmbigdeals.com.
Save some money. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, we might as well put a little extra in the wall at this time of year.
Yeah.
Now we got to talk about this forecast because today it's going to be a little messy. Mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. likely. Heavy rain is also possible before this all winds down later today. Sean Cable saying somewhere between maybe a half to an inch of rain again. 75 for our high. Luckily, though, we're probably not going to deal with any of the severe stuff. Just sogginess. Down to 46 tonight. Tomorrow, lovely day. Sunny and 73. And then Sunday and your Memorial Day, we have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs only in the mid-60s. So obviously today going to be the warmest of the Memorial Day weekend. Right now, it is 61 and time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion brat stand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chicknick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse. And that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
7:33 right now. Happy Friday. Here is Janet Jackson, Runaway.
Friends, men, and their friends.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. And Finn, you mentioned that this weekend with Phoenix up in Minneapolis with his brothers, you and Chris might kick back and do a little grilling. Now, does the menu change at all if Phoenix isn't around based on what you would grill, or is it pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, it kind of changes a little bit. We have a little bit more leeway to do what we want.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Because, I mean, he's a little bit of a picky eater, right? And he likes what he likes based on our conversations. So I totally understand that.
And he doesn't like burgers on the grill. Can you figure that out? I don't understand.
That's the best way to eat a burger, though. Oh, Phoenix. Oh, someday he'll come around and he'll understand the ways
he's young.
Of the world.
He's
yes,
young.
He'll understand the ways of the world at some point. So your Memorial Day cookout, if, you know, you're going to be like the Finn family, might cost a little bit more than it did last year, but not much. Consumer Affairs looked at how much 7 barbecue staples cost now compared to 2023, and it's about a 9-10% bump. $27.39 a year ago, $30.18 now. The good news is there's a lot of chains, thanks to inflation coming down, that say they're going to be able to start dropping some of the prices on a lot of their staples in the store. So I think that's going to help out a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of this is because hamburger meat prices are up, but nothing on the list is cheaper than it was in 2023. Meat right now is ridiculous if you have to buy
it.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know if this is because, like, Asian bird flu is now, like, being transmitted into, like, cows.
His chicken prices are insane.
Oh, my gosh. Chicken's insane, and you got beef prices that are up. You want to talk about a monopoly. I think somebody has to investigate that a little bit.
Yeah.
But they compared data at Consumer Affairs from over 150,000 stores across the country and looked at what you would need for a basic cookout with just the burgers and the hot dogs, right? So here are all 7 items and what they're going to cost us on average this year. 8 burgers is $8.07. That's the biggest spike, up about 15% from last year. Burger buns, about $3.06. That's up about 1%. Again, that has more to do with what's going on in the world, considering Ukraine was basically the breadbasket of the world. And, well, we've seen the destruction happening in Ukraine. 8 all-beef hot dogs, $3.15 is what you're going to pay. No change from that. Well, again, even though they say all beef, is there really actual meat in there? I would argue maybe not. 8 hot dog buns, $3.09. Again, that's up a little bit, about 1%. A 32-ounce bottle of ketchup, $5.53 this year. That's up 2%. A 20-ounce bottle of mustard, $2.61, which is up about 2%. A 26-ounce bottle of relish is $4.67. That is up almost 50%. Why, you ask? Well, because there's a big pickle shortage thanks to extreme weather in Mexico. So that has something to do with our relish prices, because after all, if you know anything about relish, it's made from pickles. This extreme weather, I think, is going to become a problem, though. Have you seen what's going on in Florida? My gosh. Like, you go to Florida right now and you try to, you know, enjoy the warmth of Florida. It's like 115 degrees in places. Ooh. Then you're like in those places, oh, let me take a dip in the ocean. Oh, I can't do that because it's like being in a boiling pot of water because the temperatures of the ocean are so hot as well. How do you even cool down?
Man.
Wow. Man, I can't even imagine vacationing in Florida right now between the heat and then the heat of the water. That's just got to be miserable for a lot of people. Nah, Florida's got its own issues anyway, always. They've got bugs. They got creepy crawly things. And so I'm good staying here in Wisconsin. But overall, I mean, not too much of a change from what we would have paid last year at this point in time.
Are you guys planning on any grilling out at all?
I guess it depends on what Corey's schedule is and if he's going to be around. We talked about doing some grilling on Sunday, but if he's gone, I'm not allowed to touch the grill. That's just a thing in our house. I don't ask me why. That's like the one domain of cooking that he owns is the grill. So I just leave it alone. I think it's something to do with me and fire. I'm pretty sure that's what that scares him. So I don't touch the grill very often, but Dexter and I'll probably do something. I mean, I always come up with something for Dexter. Dexter only eats one meal a day. So if I feed him once, he's kind of like a gremlin. I don't really worry about him too much after
Just don't
that.
Feed him after midnight.
He handles that himself. I come out some mornings and I'm like, whoa, what happened to this kitchen? There are things out, things that have never been put away that should have been put away. There are things that should be cooled that are still sitting on the counter. Luckily for me, they're usually still cool because he goes to bed really late at night and I get up really early. But I woke up the other morning and it took me almost 20 minutes just to clean up the kitchen before I could even come downstairs. And I was like, it is way too early to be doing this much scrubbing of my counters. But it's like a hurricane hits my kitchen.
Isn't it amazing how the teenagers, they can find all the stuff, but they can't put it away. They
I know.
Don't know.
It's like they forget in the time they carry it from wherever it was to the counter that this is where it actually went. Closed up bags? What's that? Never mind.
Why?
Oh, and then I come out, you know, and I eat like cauliflower-based chips, and I love my cauliflower chips. They're a little harder to find. Those were mowed down. There was only dust in the bottom of the bag.
Oh, so he must have been desperate then. Or does he just like that stuff?
No, he loves that kind of stuff. He'll eat that kind of stuff. He likes all the stuff I eat way more than like regular stuff, which is kind of funny because I don't always understand.
I think we've discussed this before. Do you wind up hiding any of your favorite stuff? Because you have to, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Max used to hide Pop-Tarts from him in the storage room by the magic erasers. If Corey gets like mustards and things, if they don't have to be refrigerated or something like that with pretzel sticks, oh, he'll hide those down in his room from him. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Because otherwise you'll come out the next morning and everything's gone. It's just gone. And I don't know when he does it because I don't sleep. So he must find that one time where I'm actually asleep for like 2 hours and just completely raid the kitchen. He has to do that.
He knows his window.
Right? Exactly, because then I'm up most of the night, and I don't always stay in bed because I'll get up and I'll get a drink of water. Sometimes I have to use the bathroom, so I'm up and down all night long. So he has to find like that one window of opportunity. I otherwise I have no idea when he's doing it because it's insane. It's almost like I said to him the other day. I said, "Do you realize you do it? Are you like sleep eating? Because this is a disaster right now." He's like, "Oh no, I remember doing it. I just didn't feel like putting it away." At least you're honest.
Can you imagine if we could just say that? If the adult could say, "I just didn't feel like doing it."
That would be that'd be an awesome way of doing life, wouldn't it? Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like today we could see some showers and some thunderstorms. Temperatures right around 75. And then the rest of your Memorial Day weekend, not too bad, though. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate Report. My name is Brian Struth, and I have a new listing located at 215 North Pine Street in Reedsburg. This is a two-story home with 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths, two-car detached garage with fenced-in yard. Home is located close to churches, the park, ice cream shop, and all your downtown needs. Home will be offered at online-only auction closing on June 12th at 11 a.m. Open house will be May 22nd from 4 to 6.
Jamie Fearing here with another beautiful auction property on Meffert Road by Dutch Hollow Lake. This 4,600 square foot home sits on 19.71 wooded acres. If you are looking to have a large single family home, an income property, or a recreational paradise, you will definitely want to come see this property. We have an open house this Saturday, May 18th from noon to 2. If you are thinking of having an auction or buying and selling any real estate, be certain to get in contact with our offices in Reedsburg and Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Softball tournament continued last night after beating the Thunderbirds. Sun Prairie West moved on to face Sun Prairie East, and it was East getting a 7-1 win yesterday. They'll now move on to face Verona, the 4 seed there in Division 1, after Verona got the 2-1 win over Holman. On the other side of that bracket, it was Toma taking down DeForest 4-2 yesterday, and Middleton advances on after a 5-0 win over La Crosse Central. That's all for Division 1 and Sectional 3. For Division 3, Sectional 3, Wisconsin Dells has their season come to an end last night as they were beaten by Mount Horeb 20-3, the final in that one. The Vikings advancing on. They'll meet West Salem after West Salem got the 4-0 win over Portage this past evening. 3 seed topping the 2 seed there in Division 2. For Division 3, it was Adams Friendship upsetting Prairie du Chien 4-3. The 5 seed gets the win over the number 1 seed. They'll now move on to face River Valley. River Valley 11-10 winners against Lancaster in 8 innings this past evening. And then on the other side of that bracket, it's Poinette, the 2 seed, getting a win over Marshall 4-0. And they'll meet Broadhead now after a 3-2 win over Lodi last night. The baseball tournament got started yesterday as well. The Baraboo Thunderbirds have their season come to an end. A 7-1 loss for the 11-seeded T-Birds against Lodi. Blue Devils will now move on to face number 3, Mauston. Winner of that matchup will meet the winner between Platteville and Edgewood. That's the 2-seeded Crusaders hosting Platteville after they got a 7-6 win over River Valley last night. It was Mount Horeb moving on, getting a win over Adams Friendship 11-0 in 5 innings. They'll be at Richland Center after Richland Center took down Portage in a tight one, 2-1 in 9 innings. That one was decided. And Sauk Prairie also gets a win yesterday at Chuck Hall Memorial Field. They take down Wisconsin Dells 5-2. They'll now move on as the 8 seed to take on number 1 Reedsburg. For all the brackets and details, again, WIAWI.org. That's the same place you can find all the results from track and field sectionals. Those took place all across the state yesterday as well. Tournament play will continue into next week. For Sauk Prairie, it's going to be a boys lacrosse regional action tonight, as Sauk Prairie is going to be hosting Brookfield Central for that. 7 o'clock is going to be the start time for that match. Brewers will be in Boston for a 3-game set starting tonight. Bryce Wilson will get the go for Milwaukee, and Cutter Crawford will be countering for the Red Sox. The crew comes in 28-21 for the year, 2 games up on the Cubs for first place in the NL Central. Red Sox are 26-24 for the season. They're sitting 8 games behind the Yankees in the AL East. First pitch is going to be tonight at 6:10. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could get some heavy rain too, with a 0.5 to 1 inch possible by the time it all winds down late today. High of 75, tonight 46, tomorrow sunny 73. Could see a few scattered showers, thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid-60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
99.7.
7:49 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. It is the big weekend list. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. It's Animotion now. This is Obsession on 99.7 Max FM. Happy Friday. We'll be right back. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:53 right now. And Finn, on this Friday, we have a lot of celebrating to do. We have a big birthday list because obviously it's a couple days worth since we aren't going to be here Monday as well. So I've parsed this down as much as I can. I've kept in all of the really big names and names that we'll definitely recognize and shows and all of that kind of stuff. But before we jump right in, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating a birthday today or sometime over the weekend or know somebody who is, that includes an anniversary as well, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. All right, here we go, because again, it's a big list. We're going to start with Lily Rose Depp. This is, of course, Johnny Depp's daughter. Her acting credits include the two Kevin Smith's movies, Yoga Hosers and Tusk. She is celebrating her 25th birthday this weekend. Allie Raisman, who is retired two-time Olympic gymnast. She took 3 gold medals, 2 silvers, and a bronze from the London and Rio de Janeiro Games. She was one of the most vocal gymnasts, putting away the doctor who we found out molested a lot of the gymnasts over the years and sexually assaulted them. She is celebrating her 30th birthday. She has become a fierce spokesperson, and she's just an awesome human being as well. I love her. Chris Colfer, who was Kurt, the hero on Glee, he's celebrating his 34th birthday this weekend. Mark Ballas, who was a Dancing with the Stars stud, he actually dated one of his former partners. She was one of the Cheetah Girls, Sabrina Bryan. Now, some of his other partners over the years have included Lindsay Sterling, Sadie Robertson, Shannon Doherty, Melissa Joan Hart, and Bristol Palin. He is 38 years old this weekend. From Superstar, his character was Jonah. Actor Ben Feldman is 44 years old this weekend. We have Cillian Murphy on the list. Now, of course, we know him best as Oppenheimer, right? Like, that's his latest role. But he was also the Scarecrow in Batman Begins, the guy whose dream gets invaded in Inception, the bad guy in Red Eye, and a reluctant zombie fighter in 28 Days Later. He's 48 years old this weekend.
And an Oscar winner now, right?
He is, yes, yes. Like, when you look at some of his early roles, he definitely was just trying to get his name out there compared to where he is now on the list of the, you know,
he's always been great though.
He has. Yeah, absolutely. Erin Hayes, who played Kevin James' wife on Kevin Can Wait until she was tossed aside and her character was killed off so that they could make room for Leah Remini, which didn't revive or help the show in any sort of way.
So well, yeah.
She is also 48 years old this weekend. Andre 3000, who is part of Outkast. Erykah Badu and him are always going to be linked. She is the baby mama, in fact. The Outkast song Ms. Jackson is actually about their failed relationship. Listen to the lyrics of that one time very closely and you'll see exactly why they are no longer together. He is celebrating his 49th birthday this weekend. We have Jack McBrayer on the list. Kenneth the Page on 30 Rock. He plays the same character in everything, but he really does own that character in everything he plays. He is 51 years old this weekend. Matt Stone, the brilliant co-creator of South Park. Some of the voices he does include Kyle, Kenny, Butters, Tweak, and Saddam Hussein. He is celebrating his 53rd birthday this weekend. Paul Bettany, who is Vision in the Avengers movies. He's also Jarvis in all of the Iron Man movies. And Dryden Voss in Solo, A Star Wars Story. He is 53 years old this weekend. He's just got an incredible voice. I think he should become a voice actor if the on-screen stuff doesn't work out for him. Octavia Spencer is celebrating a birthday this weekend. I love her. Johanna in the Divergent movies, Regina on Mom, Minnie in The Help, and she's one of those kick-butt mathematicians in Hidden Figures. She is celebrating her 54th birthday this weekend. We also have Jamie Kennedy on the list. We know him best as Randy Meeks in Scream. He was Brad Bad Rad Gluckman in Malibu's Most Wanted, which, interestingly enough, had a pretty all-star cast. Taye Diggs, Blair Underwood, Bo Derek, Jeffrey Tambor, and even Anthony Anderson. The movie was horrible, but the cast was amazing. He's celebrating his 54th birthday. Joseph Finis, who is Commander Waterford on Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale. He's also Monsignor Howard on American Horror Story Asylum and Will Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love. He's also Ralph Finis's brother. He is celebrating his 54th. Is it Fines or Finis? Because I've heard it pronounced
Fines.
Both ways. Fines?
Yeah.
Okay, because again, I've heard it both, and so I just wanted to make sure that I was doing it the correct way this morning. let's see. We also have Helena Bonham Carter, who is Bellatrix Lestrange in the Harry Potter movies. She's Queen Elizabeth in The King's Speech. She's also Princess Margaret on The Crown and the Red Queen in the Alice in Wonderland movies. She is celebrating her 58th birthday this weekend. John C. Reilly, comedy superstar, is on the list, especially when he's paired with Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights and Step Brothers. He was also the voice of Wreck-It Ralph, if your kids loved that movie. He is celebrating his 59th birthday this weekend. Also 59 years old is Todd Bridges from Different Strokes. He wasn't famous for saying it, but it was always about him. We knew what we meant. Lenny Kravitz, who is 60 years old this weekend, of course, his daughter is Zoe Kravitz. I just love that not too long ago, I can't remember if it was an award ceremony or what, she actually made fun of him for never wearing like a regular shirt. Like she actually made fun of her dad for always just wearing mesh shirts all the time.
Uh-huh.
But when you look like Lenny Kravitz and you're 60 years old, you should definitely always just wear the mesh shirts. I'm pretty sure that that's a thing.
Yeah, he says he wears leather pants to the gym just because they're more comfortable.
Oh,
so,
well, it's Lenny Kravitz, you know? Yeah, they probably
are. You got an image there.
Exactly. I was always kind of bummed that he and Lisa Bonet didn't make it work because they kind of seemed like the perfect couple for one another.
Right.
Now, if you've listened to recent interviews that he's done, though, he says that Lisa Bonet was the love of his life, and she's no longer with Jason Momoa, so you never know what's going to happen, right? Mike Myers is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Love him. Shrek and Austin Powers superstar. Before that, he was on SNL. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. Perry Gilpin, who is Roz on Frasier, she